a tight smile, attempting to hold on to her slipping patience. "You tell us. What's this?" Christian kept his arms folded as he nodded at the large box sitting open on their father's desk. The lid wore an International Courier's logo, and the contents appeared to be a taxidermist's attempt to marry a raven to a peacock. "The feather boa you asked for last Christmas?" Lane joked, sure, but neither man so much as blinked. They only stared at her as if they were prying her open. "Be serious," Tiff Christian said. "Why is the mask for you? Did you request to go in my place?" A claustrophobic band tightened around her insides. A year in a mask had left her vowing to never feel such a thing on her face again.
"I don't know what you're talking about."
The frost in her voice made both men's mouths purse. Why did all of this have to be so hard? The touchiness between her and her family was palpable every minute of every day. If she was short, they were defensive. If she was the least bit vulnerable, they became so overprotective she couldn't breathe. They'd nearly lost her. She got that they loved her and were still worried about her. They wouldn't relax until she got back to normal, but she would never be normal again. It made the situation impossible.
"Where is it you think I want to go?"
she asked, in as steady a tone as she could manage.
"Kia, wer orters," her father said, as if that one word sufficed as explanation.
She shook her head and shrugged, still lost. Did they realize she was in the middle of an exchange worth $500 million? She didn't have much, but she did have a job now. Seeing as it involved running a multi-billion-dollar company, she tried to do it well.
"Rizid Vrabancic, Christian, provided. We put in a request to meet him."
Pieces fell together. "Q Veltus was that men's club Paula used to talk about. You want to meet a puppet leader at one of those rave things?
Why? The man's a despot."
"Brignovia is asking for recognition at the UN. They're a democracy now."
She snorted in disbelief. The whole world is ignoring the fact he stole the last dictator's money and bought himself a presidency.
Okay?
"They're recovering from civil war. They need the sort of infrastructure Davis and Holbrook can provide."
"I'm sure they do. Why go the cloak and dagger route? Call him up and pitch our services."
"It's not that simple. Our country hasn't recognized his yet, so we can't talk to him openly, but we want to be the first number on his list when recognition happens."
She rolled her eyes. Politics were so fun.
"So you've set up this clandestine meeting?"
"It's not confirmed. That happens when you get there."
"That would be the broad you, right? Like the universal they?"
Christian's mouth tightened. He lifted out the feathery contents of the box. It was actually quite beautiful. A piece of art. The blend of blue, black, and turquoise and gold feathers covered the upper eyes and forehead and, significantly, splayed down the left side in an eerily familiar pattern. Ribbons tailed off each side. It was like looking in the mirror, seeing that reflection of her scar. A slithery feeling inside her torso made her heart speed up. She shook her head. She wasn't going anywhere, especially in public, with or without a crazy disguise.
"You understand how Q Veltus works,"
her brother prodded.
"This mask is your ticket in."
"Not mine."
"Yeah, Tiff it is."
He turned it around so she could see where her name was inscribed on the underside, along with Isla de Margarita, Venezuela.
"See? Only you can attend."
His terse tone and shooting glance toward their father made it clear they'd spent some time pondering alternate solutions. Both men showed signs of deep frustration, a level of emotion usually reserved for when approval ratings were low. To see them so bent out of shape activated her "don't make more waves" genes.
"Your father is under a lot of pressure, dear. Do as he asks for now."
"No," she reminded herself. She was living her life, not waiting for it to make everyone else's list of priorities. Still, she'd been raised to have civilized conversations, not be outright defiant.
"I would think that taking off the mask to show your name defeats the purpose."
"There's a chip embedded. They know which mask belongs to which person, and as you can